What is going on, men? It's your boy Crimson. I just recorded a video about Rollo Tomasi and some other guy on a podcast, and they were discussing what women see in a relationship. And dude, this woman, I did like a whole fucking 20 minute video on it, and this woman just so eloquently put it in a few seconds. So I'm just gonna let her explain it. But first, let me recap on what Rollo said. Women see, the reason why relationships don't work is because, the bargain has been broken between, you know, the provider and the, I don't know what the other word is for the other individual, but the way that women see men as, a provider, that dynamic has been broken. Like the social contract has been broken, and most of the reasons why breakups happen and shit like that. But check this out.
Hi guys, here are 10 of the harshest realities about women that men learn too late. So if you get easily triggered, go ahead and click off now. And FYI, this might be a very detailed video because I want to make sure that I cover all bases. Number one, you will be used for what you lead with. As you interact with a woman, she will assess your strengths and weaknesses and determine what you have to offer along the way. It's important to be fully aware and cognizant of the fact that if you put on a strong emphasis on showcasing your wealth and status, you will be seen as a source of material benefits with little to nothing more to offer because you have set the stage for that. It's similar to a woman who dresses very provocatively, does things for attention, then presents herself as easy. She sets the stage for men to view her as nothing more than what she's showing. On the other hand, if you lead with a no-nonsense authoritative demeanor, but also someone who displays your true self, showing genuine intentions and authenticity, she will be more likely to be appreciative and value you for who you are. The key here is to be mindful of what you present and how you present it. Understand that your actions and behavior will shape how you're perceived. So don't lead with anything that won't reciprocate genuineness from her. Number two, a woman will run...
There you go. God damn, she said it so much better than I did. Ah, fuck, there's so much to unpack. So in the last video that I created, which I'm probably not even going to upload, but I stated that look at the women that were on the panel. All of them were showing their tits and doing all this other shit because that they were there nothing more than just to advertise themselves so that they can get more clout or get more, you know, status or basically try to get somebody to reach out to them. And let me see if the video is still... No, there it is. Any case, the point is that all the chicks on the panel were showing their tits. Well, all but one. And none of them had anything to fucking offer of any value. And that's my point, is that when the only thing that you have to offer is your looks, that's the fucking first thing that a woman's gonna fucking throw out there is their looks. And those women are the ones that you want to look out for, is because those are the ones that are going to try to ask you for money. And the first thing they ask you, I mean, all you men have all fucking heard the question, what do you do for a living? And the first immediate thing that I respond with is, don't you mean, well, how much money do I make? And they stay fucking quiet. And I tell them, like, look, man, I just, like, I don't even know you. I'm not prepared to fucking share that information with you. I don't know you. And that always sets the tone for, all right, well, this guy's taking life serious. Now, I can either be considered a plaything or, you know, somebody that they want to keep around as a friend to learn from. That's not who I am. I'm not a fucking mentor. I'm not a fucking teacher, you know, to a chick. I'll never be a friend with a girl. Never. That's just not me. I learned my lesson the hard way many, many times, and I'm not going to do that. Yeah, bullshit. Well, I haven't seen the rest of the video, but the first part I thought was interesting, so let's check out the rest of it.
Run over you if you let her. If you don't assert your dominance and masculinity, a woman will run over you. Once a woman...
Right, yeah, so... the one thing that I do appreciate about Entrepreneurs in Cars is he did introduce the idea of death of a thousand attritions, right? So we already know that the consistency of dominance has to be within your character. If not, you know, they'll find a hole and keep fucking make, you know, find a hole, poke it, and then keep stretching that out until they destroy you. It happens every fucking time, dude. See.
People worked extremely hard, so any sort of weakness or incompetence made you a burden that threatened the survival of the rest of the group. And just like the rest of the group relied on your strength and competence for survival, so did your woman at home. So strength was and still is one of the most important attributes you can possess as a man. The weak men were left to die, and the strong men were leaders of the pack. The same is still true today. So for most women, if they see you as a weak man, they will take your place in being the man, because subconsciously they see it as survival. Even though we're not
Well, there you go. That makes sense. Like, why fucking women try to fucking step in all the time and try to fucking take over shit. Fuck, I can't tell you how many relationships I've been like that where I just want to relax and I just want to let sort of life coast through, and immediately a woman just steps in and she's like, I'm just going to be loud, I'm going to be dominant, I'm going to be domineering, I'm going to fucking handle this situation with my loudness, with my abrasiveness, and it just comes off as childish, comes off as petty, and it's like, dude, like, we don't need all that, right? Nice guy stereotype. Most women lack empathy. How about that? Let's try to fast forward on that one.
Guys have the stigma of being boring and predictable. They are a major turnoff for the majority of women because they want to be with someone who demands respect, doesn't tolerate anything less than what he deserves, and leads without intimidation. Men who are overly focused on pleasing everyone else and constantly seeking approval are also lacking in authenticity, which comes off as insecure and inauthentic. Unfortunately, as long as passive labels are also associated with a nice guy persona, nice guys will always finish last. Number four is most women lack empathy for men. Most women find it extremely hard to be empathetic with the plight of men. This is partly due to the differences in socialization and cultural norms. Men are constantly being told to man up because emotions are weak and real men don't cry. Just as much as it has desensitized men, it has also created an emotional desensitization in the eyes of women for men. This has caused women to dislike men they view as emotional. When most women see men, they see them as impenetrable and indestructible. The fact that he's still only human with human emotions and feelings falls by the wayside and put on the back burner. Number five is most women like emotionally unavailable men. We as humans tend to want...
So check that out. Right? Most women lack empathy for men. And this coincides with the women that just show off their tits. They lack empathy for men that don't provide shit for them, right? The nice guy attitude, they steamroll over that. They figure they can get one over on them. God damn, dude, this woman's so amazing. I'm so glad I came across this by accident.
Want what we feel that we can't have. We want what's just out of reach for us. Most of the time, you'll find that women even themselves don't know why they're attracted to men like this. You'll hear them say things like, I don't know, it's just something about him. This psychological phenomenon can be explained by these four factors. One, the scarcity principle. People tend to place a higher value on things that are rare or in short supply. When something is difficult to obtain or seems unobtainable, the desire for it increases. Two, the challenge factor. The challenge of pursuing something that's difficult to obtain is usually part of the appeal. The thrill of the chase and the excitement of possibly getting the one that's unavailable can make the desired outcome even more desirable. Three, the intrigue of the forbidden fruit. People are attracted to things that are off limits or prohibited. It's part of our curiosity as humans. So the idea of obtaining something that's restricted or prohibited can be intriguing and therefore increase the intrigue of it, which increases the desire for it. Four is the ego boost. The pursuit of something that's difficult to obtain can be a way of boosting someone's self-esteem and self-worth and sense of self. The pursuit of something that's difficult to obtain can be a way of boosting someone's self-esteem and self-worth. The sense of accomplishment that results from finally obtaining something that you desire causes your self-confidence to skyrocket. So those are the four reasons why women tend to like emotionally unavailable men. Reality number six is a woman will constantly test you. I have a detailed video on why women test you and how to pass them coming soon, but essentially a woman will test you for many different reasons, but the common ones are, number one is she's assessing compatibility. Women will test to determine if you're a good match for a potential partner. Number two, she's evaluating trustworthiness. Women will test men to see if they can trust them. Number three, she's measuring confidence. Women will test men to see if they are confident and self-assured. Number four, she's gauging interest. Women will test men to see if they're truly interested in them. Number five, she is determining boundaries. Women will test men to see what they're able to get away with and what you're not willing to tolerate in a relationship. Reality number six.
So there you go. Just fucking childish fucking bullshit in order to keep themselves entertained. That's all it is. I mean, I can't remember what the other one was. The emotionally unavailable men. A man who's self-focused, again, a man who's focused in on himself. How about this? Let's not focus on the men right now, because that's exactly what the man that I'm describing is every common fucking guy who's on his grind, right? But every chick that, or everything that this woman is describing is a woman that you meet at the bar. Because this is all just self-centered, you know, the type of woman that she's describing is a woman who is self-centered, who's only looking for her benefit, and, you know, these constant tests and constant things that, you know, that a woman puts a guy through. Do you think that a woman who is satisfied with her life, who's satisfied with the man, is going to do that to a dude? Constantly put you through tests? So consider, like I mentioned before, all those little shit tests that narcissistic people do, it's all out of their own benefit. They're trying to figure out what can they get away with so that they can continue to, you know, like I said, poke a hole and make it bigger. Know, destroying the fabric of the relationship because they can, because they're bored. It's simple.
Number seven, the main thing all women want is security. No matter the type of woman that you're dealing with, women innately want to feel secure with a man in every single facet of life, monetarily, emotionally, physically, and spiritually. Yes, the world has changed, and women are more independent, free-willed, and self-sufficient now more than ever. But a woman's instinctive desire to feel protected by a man hasn't gone anywhere. It's a hard...
There you go. And there's a contradiction. We created this world for them to participate in, to create it safe enough for them to go to work, make some money, and you know, create a successful future for themselves. And yet, they still want our fucking blanket of security. Physically, it makes no sense. We created the world so that they can participate in, you know, participate in this human experience, and they still fucking want to complain and say that, no, like, we still want your security, we still want you financially, you know, we still want to have you taking care of us. It makes no sense. It's like they wanted this independence, they wanted this ability to be secure on their own, and then when we give them that, now they're complaining that, you know, that the guys aren't... Fuck, dude, this reminds me of a time when one of my cousins was complaining that she didn't get a balloon, and then we gave her a balloon, and she's like, no, I don't want this one, I want the other one, and, you know, I gave her the blue one, because, you know, blue was my favorite color, and, you know, she wanted it, gave it to her. And then I got a purple one. I didn't really want the purple one. And she's like, no, I don't want this one. I want the purple one. So I gave her the purple one. I tried to take the blue one back, and she's like, no, I want this one too. Fuck it, fine, whatever. So she got the fucking purple and blue balloon. And by that point, I really didn't want another balloon, but they gave me one anyway. It was a white one. And then she fucking said, no, I don't want these now. I want the white one. And my fucking uncle just put an end to that shit. He fucking yelled at her. He said, you can't keep asking for shit, you know. Well, he didn't say shit, but you can't keep asking for things that your cousin has. Just be happy with what you have. And, you know, again, I didn't want the balloon, so I just gave it to my uncle and fucked off. But my point is they want everything. They want it all. They want to feel independent while feeling secure in case they fuck up and, you know, they need to get back on their feet. You know, you will be there as a blanket of security. Like, no, fuck off. It makes no sense because after we create that blanket of security, then they start trying to fucking test us. And then they start trying to fucking, it's like everything that she says, just in reverse. They start testing us. They realize that, oh, he's not always available. Well, then if he's not always available, then is he interested in this relationship? You see what I'm saying? See how I'm like slowly going backwards on what she's saying, but by like using destructive measures. Is he still interested in me? Well, let me see if he's still interested in me. And then they fucking start doing all these stupid things, you know, like getting fatter and, starting to pick up stupid hobbies and doing all this other shit. You know, we as men are far too fucking, what is it? We are far too occupied with other things to give a fuck about what these women are doing. We think that they're going to stay consistent, and that's just not the case. But I'm only talking about the women that you meet at the bar. Now, some women that are simple, right, that you can meet at like a fucking, what are they called? Like those MMORPG fucking, no, not MMOs. At those RPG, well, look, dude, out here we have a lot of those tabletop game centers where like you play Warhammer and fucking Dungeons and Dragons and all this other shit. We have a lot of those places out here. So, that subculture, fucking chess club subculture, again, and we have a lot of those out here. Girls that are secure in doing things that don't require so much money, like cosplay or anything like that, those girls are usually the ones that just want simple things like just a guy being there. You know, like that goth chick who fucking monkey branched. It seems that she only wants to live a gothic lifestyle, like the fantasy in her head. And she just wants the comfort of a dude being there. That's the type of woman that you want. Not a girl that you meet at the nightclub that constantly needs fucking, you know, reassurance, validation, and all this other shit. It's pointless.
Hardwired instinct that even the most independent woman will bow to. Every single attribute a woman desires in a man, whether it be masculinity, honesty, confidence, emotional intelligence, stability, etc., will always result in one desire that she wants fulfilled, and that's the need for security. Making a woman feel secure is the key to her heart. This is why a woman will stay and even remain faithful with a man that she doesn't love or doesn't even really like, because he has been so successful at making that woman feel secure in whatever regard that might be, that when she weighs the pros and cons of the man, the benefit of the security he provides to her will win every single time. The eighth reality is a woman's...
What a fucking profound... that is profound. She will stay with somebody that she dislikes for the simple fact that she feels comfort and safety monetarily or physically. Fuck.
Physical desirability is everything to her. As I've said before, girls grow up and are thrown into a world that values them for their beauty and sexuality. Before girls are even 3 years old, our society teaches them that they're valued for their physical attractiveness. They're subconsciously and subliminally taught that being beautiful is their first and foremost important obligation. Think about how society talks to baby girls. One of the very first things that we say to a little girl is something like, "Well, aren't you pretty?" Or, "Well, look at all that beautiful hair," or, "She's so beautiful." These are the things that girls experience as a child that shapes her reality as a woman. This causes an inflated sense of self and places an extreme importance on the need of being wanted and desired. So women start leading with their sexual alter ego. They start equating their value to their sexual desirability. This also creates a very vulnerable weak spot for women when they feel their physical appearance is lacking. The ninth reality is attention is the main driving factor for most women. When a woman receives a substantial amount of attention, she feels it equates to self-worth and self-validation if she doesn't have a strong sense of security within herself. A woman's ego is much more fragile than a man's because of the society that we live in. A woman puts the most effort into how she looks. Everything else comes second. This is why hair, nails, and makeup are multi-billion dollar industries. Women fish for attention in both covert and overt ways. This is why you have some women who will just blatantly expose themselves. Then you have others who will post the, oh, I'm just working out pic. Meanwhile, she's showing her whole body in the clips on social media. Bottom line, attention is a woman's biggest currency. The 10th reality is she usually won't be able to match.
God damn, she's going too fast, and it feels like... Do you guys remember that fucking scene from 2001, A Space Odyssey? Oh, dude, I paused in a horrible fucking...
For sex drive.
Yeah, sorry. I paused at a really fucking... She looks really vulnerable. But, you know, like, in 2001, A Space Odyssey, when he's going through that fucking tunnel of light, and he's just, like, being sucked in, and, like, all this, like, information is being, like, thrown in his face. It's kind of what I'm going through right now.
As I've said in previous videos, because of biological signaling and biomarkers, a woman has an innate resistance to want to have sex very frequently because natural selection has conditioned her mind to equate sex with pregnancy and the biological and social complications that arise from it. This is why women typically have a substantially lower sex drive than men. So you will be hard-pressed to find a woman who can actually match your sex drive long term. Now, I'm not talking about the honeymoon phase when everything is new and you just want to rip each other's clothes off 24/7. Once you get more familiar with each other and the newness of the relationship has died down a little, you'll find that usually her sex drive will too. So those are the 10 harshest realities about women that men learn too late.
God damn, dude. I mean, it all makes sense now. It all makes sense now, like, why a certain amount of my relationships fucking fell apart. A lot of them fell apart because they thought I either lost interest or they thought that, they weren't going to be provided for. And, fair enough, dude. But again, that's what happens when you meet a fucking chick online or at the bar or, you meet a chick who's got her fucking shit hanging out. First thing I always do, the mistake I always make is when I approach a chick, it's always the hottest one, right? I mean, that's our instinct. And the first thing that comes, that comes out of their mouth is like, what do you do for a living? And I always tell them, like, dude, that's a kind of a personal question. I don't answer that, to random strangers. And the way out of that, when they say, why not? It's like, because I defend my job and I don't want to, I don't want some crazy person like stalking me. That's it. I just don't share that information. Any case, I'm so glad that I came across this video, man, because I hope you guys learned something the same way that I did. Guard your heart.